Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott is currently giving an update to the media on what happened with the Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas. And as we get any updates on that, we're going to share them with you. But one thing that has been released over the last 24 hours is some very chilling Instagram messaging that Salvador Ramos did. After this happened, I immediately went to Instagram and I found his account. It's just because it's private, you couldn't necessarily see, you know, what were some of his posts. And he had apparently reached out to a woman who never met him in California, I think Los Angeles. And he had an Instagram private chat or a DM, a direct message, to this California woman, who we believe he actually reached out to even prior to the shooting. He asked her to repost pictures of his two AR-15s, as well as a magazine of ammunition that he bought last week. And he sent a post at about 9:16 a.m. on Tuesday, just 2 hours before the deadly attack, and said, I'm air out. Not sure what that means. You guys might need to know. In fact, let me see if I can look that up, because a lot of us are old like me. Okay. Yeah, what does like I mean I'm going out or I'm airing out? Out meaning. I'm looking it up right now. I am. Sometimes they have like Urban Dictionary and things like that. What does air me out? Maybe that means to expose, to spread. Maybe that's what it means. He said, I'm an air out, meaning to send my, my posts out. So I'm going to read to you what he wrote and to her. And, she was kind of confused about the random message. I can't tell you how many times I get random messages on Instagram. And you think they're bots. But there's obviously somebody behind him, because I'll mess with them. And I showed you guys how I mess with some of them. You know, they go, I want to be your sugar daddy. And then I'm like, oh, you know, I, you know, poop myself sometimes and things like that. I hope you're okay with that. Do you really? Yeah, and that's how you kind of get the non-bot. And I'm like, that's great, because nobody wants to date me. And I am dying for somebody to pay my medical bills, because I have to go through a whole bladder and rectal reconstruction. Oh, you know what? Never mind. So he writes to her, hey, and he goes, now these were posts from a couple weeks ago, May 12th. He goes, you're going to repost my gun pics. Apparently he bought them for his birthday. She goes, what? He says, you're going to repost my gun pics. And then puts a question mark. She goes, what? What your guns got to do with me? She writes back. He said, just wanted to tag you. She writes, I'm so confused. Then she goes, but why? And he writes, IDK, which is I don't know. He said, be grateful I tagged you. She goes, no, it's just scary, FR. FR means for real. He goes, how? She goes, I barely know you, and you tag me in a picture with some guns. Then he writes, ugh, IG. Now, I got to look up what IG means. Or Instagram. Well, IG is Instagram, but it might mean something else. And I apologize. It's like a whole new language. Oh, I guess. IG is I guess. She goes, I barely know you, and you tag me in a picture with some guns. He goes, IG, I guess. Then, the day before, or the night before, it says yesterday, 8:27 p.m., he goes, hey. And she writes back, hello. Then at 5:30 a.m., he goes, I am about to, and then doesn't say anything. At 7:33 a.m., she writes back, what? About to what? Good morning. He goes, I'll tell you before 11. Good morning. She goes, good morning, what? He goes, I'll text you in an hour. She goes, okay, okay. He says, and then he goes, but you, and then in caps, have to respond. I got a little secret. He says, I'll text you in an hour. She goes, okay, okay. He goes, I got a little secret I want to tell you. And then he has the emoji with the shh. She goes, I might be taking a nap because I'm really sick, but if I'm awake, I will. He goes, bet. She goes, bet, bet. He goes, I'm an air out. She goes, what? Then she writes, hi, and then nothing. So she later, you know, is now, you know, under some question as to why she texted him. And I you know, and it's crazy because, you know, people meet people. I know people who have long relationships as a result of meeting somebody on Instagram. So although some of us older individuals are like, why would you talk to some random person online? That's how young people meet people. But she writes, he's a stranger. I know nothing about him. He decided to tag me in his gun post. I'm so sorry for the victims and their families. I really don't know what to say. She writes, the only reason I responded to him was because I was afraid of him. I wished I stayed awake to at least try not to convince him to not commit his crime. I don't know. I don't know him, and I don't even live in Texas. I think her name is Eileen. And somebody had written, people are saying you're his girlfriend, and you're at the high school finishing it. She's like, I don't know him. I don't. And so I understand what she's probably going through. She's like, I told him I was sick. Maybe she has COVID. She's taking a nap. And the secret he was about to tell her could have been, I'm about to shoot a school, she could have called the police, she could have, and it didn't happen like that. And maybe he wouldn't have ever told her. So I know what she's thinking to herself. She's probably forever thinking, I could have done something. But when you look at this, you look at the way he's, something's not right with the way he's making notes. The way he's, even for young people, because I know how young people text, that's just not normal. But he's holding conversations, so he's not ringing certain flags that you would think would. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the 18-year-old gunman who opened fire at Texas Elementary School, Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas, apparently liked playing video games, one of which was Call of Duty. Now, once Call of Duty was called out, and that you could tell parents all over, like, oh, gosh, oh, no, oh, no. Because Call of Duty has been out since the early 2000s. It has been a favorite of both kids and adults. Apparently, it was supposed to be like where you are in the military. It was supposed to be originally set out World War II, and then it eventually took on other, military ops and you know, futuristic worlds and things like that. And the Call of Duty has been probably one of the most successful franchises in video games. And it's about war zones. And it's a, I mean, I think there's a new one coming on. The new era of Call of Duty comes out October 28th, according to CallOfDuty.com. A Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Stay tuned for more intel on the future of the Call of Duty franchise. And it is a very highly graphic, you know, sort of, you know, very realistically looking, even though you know it's fake, obviously, sort of game that deals with artillery and military and guns and strategy and all sorts of other things. I think I might have played a game once, got my butt kicked really early on, and it's a very popular franchise. So the question comes out, are these video games making kids violent? And I told you that I don't think a video game will take a sane person that has an ethical compass, that has logic, and will turn them into a mass murderer. That people think that video games will turn kids violent. I don't think it could turn somebody. I think kids understand a game is a game. Kids are some of the best at understanding that a game is a game. Yep. However, somebody with mental illness might idolize the behavior there and might want to be known and might fantasize about being one of those players. And then might want to, because they lack appropriate mental health, expand on it. But the reason why I'm not for banning all video games and all that is because when you have somebody with mental illness, it could be a car, and they watch a movie with a car chase, and they see a movie with the car running into a bunch of cones or running into a barrier, and then they decide to use that car as a weapon. You know, I mean, if somebody wants to kill, if somebody wants to, you know, cause mayhem, they could extrapolate that from a lot of things in life. And so, but trust me, it's going to come out. The question is going to come out, are we teaching kids violence with these games? Now, we're starting to get a little bit more of the psychological makeup of Salvador Ramos. In fact, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has confirmed that Salvador Ramos actually posted, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother," 30 minutes before the rampage. He posted minutes later that he shot his grandmother. That was apparently the last message until he went to the school, shot up a fourth grade class, killing 19 students, two teachers, before him himself getting killed from Border Patrol agents. Oh, his last message, I apologize. The last message wasn't "shot my grandmother." His last message was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school." That was 15 minutes posted before he arrived on campus. Abbott revealed the shooter's final post at a press conference, saying there was, quote, "no meaningful forewarning of this crime," besides these posts. And these posts were done within minutes of his assault. And who is watching? Who is alert? I mean, it's almost like you need 911 or you need law enforcement to be monitoring every single post that's out there. And then the second that gets posted, boom, all of a sudden, the cavalry comes. But it didn't happen. So Ramos was described, according to the Daily Beast, as quote-unquote quiet by numerous people who knew him. A young woman who worked with him at Wendy's until March detected a, quote, aggressive streak. Several former friends said he had stopped showing up at school and was not going to graduate with a senior class this year. They said he would be very rude towards the girls sometimes, and one of the cooks threatening them, this is at Wendy's, by asking, "Do you know who I am?" And he would also send inappropriate texts to the ladies. So he obviously had some narcissism. He thought he was somebody that other people didn't see. So he thought of him as something. Then he, at the park, there would be videos of him trying to fight people with boxing gloves. He'd take them around with him. He'd take the videos around? So why is he trying to box boxing? And so it looks like, you know, this is somebody who identified himself as somebody he wasn't. I mean, there's been a lot of posts saying he's transgender. There's a picture of somebody transgender in a skirt and knee highs, and that's not Salvador Ramos. That looks like somebody else, and I think one report says that's somebody who lives in the UK. That's not even him. But it sounds like he had in his mind that he was somebody. And this somebody, I guess, enjoyed violence, enjoyed boxing, enjoyed, I'm not saying if you enjoy boxing, you enjoy violence, but he engaged in things that allowed him to act out in a violent manner. And so, you know, it's frustrating because we want to stop the next killer. We want to stop the next mass shooter. And personally, I think we really need to, you know, I think there's just too many people with mental illness. You really have to get these schools locked up. You need to get armed guards. You need to get, you know, ballistic blankets and things like that. And there's got to be, you know, alarms such that, like, metal detectors. I don't know. There's so many things that I think need to be done in order to tighten up the security of schools. But, you know, to get rid of video games that have, I mean, you know, if it's not Call of Duty, what about Grand Theft Auto and GTA? You have people driving around in cars crashing into things. In fact, in GTA, I think there's strip clubs. To go to the strip club. And it's not, I mean, these are, you know, Pac-Man. People aren't into Pac-Man anymore. This is what they want. They want to recreate and be a part of something. And I'm like, look, if you want to be in the military, you join the military. But that's not what people want to do. They want to play them. They want to be in these worlds. And so if a psychologist says, look, you know, if he was alive, you know, we might find out that he actually wanted to recreate and be one of those characters, and he identified as one of those characters. Well, then that does start to pose a problem. I don't think any video game takes a very healthy, mentally fit person and turn them into a mass killer. I do believe, though, that somebody with mental illness that just lives within an altered reality might confuse it because they might have issues with their reality. And so, you know, we tell our kids, you know, Fortnite, Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Candy Crush, whatever, you know, you might have a gaming disorder. Get off the video games. You play video games too much. Well, in the 80s, people would hang out at the arcade or they'd go to the mall. They're like, you do that too much. You smoke too much. You know, you're having sex too much. You know, kids are not going to listen to their parents. And I these games are addictive. And I'm not saying it's the game that caused this. I'm not. But that is going to be the next thing, in addition to guns, that's going to be targeted in terms of, you know, did all he do is, you know, he left school and played these video games and want to act it out. And again, the focus has to be, we have to address mental illness, find these, especially these kids that do stand out and do show signs, and then try to nip it in the bud, which is difficult. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are speaking out on the school shooting in Texas at a hearing to confirm the next director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Killing of children is sickening and heartbreaking. Schools should be a safe place for students and educators.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, meanwhile Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin of Illinois, opens a hearing and says that more gun control is needed.
This is the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm proud to chair it. This committee has the jurisdiction under the rules of the Senate to consider the measures that could make us a safer America.
President Biden also using the tragedy in Uvalde to push for more gun control legislation. You're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers want answers about the national shortage of baby formula. A Democratic-led hearing taking place on Capitol Hill and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration let the situation become dire before responding.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse, or were they caught flat-footed?
The chairman of the Republican National Committee says her party's participation was high in Tuesday night's primary election.
We've got great races, but what we're seeing consistently in the data is that Republican turnout is through the roof in these primaries. We saw it in Georgia, and that bodes well for us in November.
Ronna McDaniel noting turnout was high for both in-person and absentee voters, while Georgia will once again be one of the most watched states thanks to highly anticipated races for governor and Senate. Pennsylvania will still be a hot topic. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many people have been taking in refugees from Ukraine. In fact, multiple countries have allowed Ukrainian families to move in with them. And remember, we spoke a little bit about it, where sometimes these relationships aren't lasting that well. And you want to do something good for somebody. You want to take them in. And then it gets crowded pretty fast. And I told you, you know, many times we're like, oh, yeah, come on down. You can stay with us. You know, like a friend is coming into town. Don't stay in a hotel. Stay with us. And then after about 24, 48 hours, you're like, no. Okay, when do you leave? You know, your attitude does change. It does, you know, get, it alters because it changes the dynamic of your nest. And somebody else being there does change that dynamic. You might have roommates, and the roommates are great, but then somebody has a girlfriend. And that girlfriend stays over there all the time, and all of a sudden you can't stand your home, and your home is supposed to be your safe place. So I knew that the altruistic nature of people taking other people in might not last as long as they would like it to be. Well, one such case that made headlines last week was a Ukrainian refugee moves in with a UK couple who's married, I believe, for 10 years, ends up falling in love with him, the husband. He falls in love with her. Wife gets dumped. According to The Sun, 29-year-old security guard agent Tony Garnett fell for a Ukrainian woman who moved into their house a few days prior to escape war. Her name was Sophia Karkadim. Sophia said, as soon as I saw him, I fancied him. Now, she fled the city of Lviv in western Ukraine. And she told The Sun. She said, it's been very quick, but this is our love story. I know people will think badly of me, but it happens. I could see how unhappy Tony was. Garnett, 29, had a longtime partner, Lorna. I thought they were married. Maybe not. Lorna, 28 years old. They welcomed Sophia at the start of May. But then 10 days later, what seemed to be a happy marriage was torn apart. He left with the refugee. And the family had taken in Sophia in their effort to help Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion. Tony got in touch with Sonia on Facebook when he offered to house a refugee, or Sophia, I think her name is, but they have a typo here. And she is a very pretty blonde girl. She works as an IT manager. She landed in Manchester on May 4th after she waited for weeks in Berlin for her UK visit to be approved. He quickly developed a connection, and his 6-year-old and 3-year-old daughters liked her as well. They said, we were getting on brilliantly, but at the time it was no more than that. Although I could see why Lorna, his wife or partner, started to feel jealous and resentful of her. As the days went by, Tony and Sophia, the refugee, began to get closer. The partner then grew, quote-unquote, very jealous. And then things took an unexpected turn. Sophia and Lorna had a tiff. The Ukrainian refugee decided to leave. Tony said, something inside me clicked. And he told his wife, if she's going, I'm going. The pair packed their bags, moved in with Tony's parents. And then now they're looking at properties to move into. So, and I know, some people are thinking, look, their marriage wasn't strong. If somebody could move in and then 10 days later, you know, fall in love with somebody else. And it's, but, you know, it's, it that that's a whole nother topic for another day. I think a lot of marriages are strong, but there are breaking points. There are weak spots. And having somebody else in your home is very intimate. And chemistry can be, you know, struck. Just like coworkers. There are so many people that say, I'm never going to cheat on my wife, ever. I'm never going to cheat on my husband. Then they start to work with somebody, and they're close to that person, and then there's the chemistry. And so it's a sad thing that happens. And my fear is the average wife might look at this going, we're not going to take in a refugee that could then take my husband with them. I mean, they had a family. They had 2 kids. Now, maybe they would have eventually gotten divorced. But, man, did this story just, it exploded online, and it started to make people think that, you know, refugees could be bad people. And it's, I think it's a one-off. I do think very commonly it is going to be hard to absorb somebody into your household long term. This is why in-laws fight. This is why there's daughter-in-law and son-in-law stresses and things like that. You know, I love my son's girlfriend, and if he chooses to marry her, I couldn't be more than excited. But they're young. They're not ready for marriage, and they're not talking about that yet. But I've known her now for about a year, year and a half. I love her to death. And I am being very, very careful about not, you know, turning into the mother-in-law from hell. And you would think, nobody thinks they're going to do that. But what ends up happening is, you know, you end up wanting to, you know, be a part of the decision-making, or you interject, or you, and the average person that, you know, is going to be coming into your family isn't necessarily coming into your family. They're starting a new family. And I had to have that conversation with my husband about my in-laws as well as my parents, saying, look, I'm not bringing you into my family per se. You're not bringing me into yours. We're going to start a family, and we are going to encompass both our families. But that's not how I was approached. It was, well, this is how we do it, so you need to do it that way. And I'm like, but that's not how we do it in my family. Why does one family get more dominance than the other? And it was frustrating. And so, you know, having somebody else into that circle could be, one, it's awkward because it's just a different, it's like having a foreign body enter you. Like, you know, let's say you put in a new kidney. That might be a wonderful kidney. That kidney might be a highly functional kidney. But, and the body knows it needs a kidney. But the body still will try to reject it. It's like, but you don't belong here. You're not one of us. And we are going to cut off our nose to spite our face, and we are just going to wait until we get a kidney that is us. Well, there is no other kidney. This is the kidney you got. You need to make it work. And that's kind of what happens with you know, families, you know, joining in and couples coming in. I mean, sometimes the chemistry is there. But in this particular case, the chemistry was just too close. And a young, beautiful refugee coming into the house. I mean, that's why a lot of moms are worried about nannies. You know, I mean, I remember having that talk with my husband. You know, I'm like, you know, should we, you know, I need to work, you know, should we get a nanny? And he said, well, what do they look like? Like, forget that. But it's always a concern. My husband's good. He would never do that. But, you know, it is. Having somebody else there could be those bonds. And I really don't underestimate the power of chemistry. I think there are more than one person out there for everybody. I think couples can grow apart. I think couples can have families and the stressors of the families end up tainting how somebody sees their partner. And then you have somebody footloose and fancy free and go, well, I want a life like that. I don't know. And it's frustrating. But, you know, refugees, you know, might need homes and they might need places to live. And when things like this happen, it just tears families apart. It puts everybody in a bad light, and it ends up, you know, really altering, you know, people's, you know, decisions to bring other people into their home. And it's a shame. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we told you guys how Paxlovid, the medication for COVID, is, oh, that rhymes, how it can sadly not squash symptoms long term, as people may have a rebound a week or two later. And I discussed how that might not be too good, because that might breed resistance. And it might also give people a false sense of security that they're not sick. And federal regulators have issued a warning now that not only could you experience a rebound and test again positive 2 to 8 days after initial recovery, but you might actually be contagious. Many patients have been saying on social media that they took the Paxlovid and their COVID's back. And I told you guys before Paxlovid came out and was easily accessible, this Omicron likes to make encore presentations where you could get sick a couple weeks after. You know, I can't tell you how many times people call in saying, I have the flu. I go, you might have the flu. I can't swab you over the phone, but this could be COVID. No, I just had COVID last month. It makes a comeback. And so whether it's because the Paxlovid isn't working or because somebody didn't take Paxlovid, that's just the nature of the beast. That's what this virus does, which might imply that the Paxlovid might not work as well as we need it to. Now, all we need Paxlovid to do is keep people out of the hospital and keep people from dying of COVID. But if already most people who get COVID are already having the milder version of it, then we don't know how much Paxlovid could actually be doing. An alert from the CDC said it continues to recommend Paxlovid for patients at high risk for serious complications from infection. It also said that people with a recurrence of COVID-19 symptoms or a new positive test after having tested negative should isolate again for at least 5 days. It added that people should wear a mask for a total of 10 days after rebound symptoms start. And, you know, as I've said before, you know, this idea that you only have COVID once and you're done is not the case. Multiple rebounds seem to happen, even if you're vaccinated and boosted. The CDC warning comes as two small but provocative new studies from different teams of researchers at Boston and New York suggest that such relapses might not be that unusual. But the scientists also found that in some rebound patients, viral levels were likely high enough to be contagious. Again, nobody listens. I told you guys about this months ago. Another study found that two patients who relapsed inadvertently infected family members. In one instance, a 67-year-old man with no symptoms 6 days after completing Paxlovid infected a 6-month-old family member in the family. The transmission took place after the window of time suggested by the CDC for isolating. And, you know, there's been a lot of debate on the isolation aspect of COVID, where, okay, wait a second, we went from 14 days quarantine to 10 days isolating. Quarantine is if you've been exposed, 10 days if you have it. And then people said, well, wait a second, why is the isolation shorter than the quarantine period? If you have COVID, wouldn't you want to be away longer and isolating longer? Well, the reason being is the quarantine is just, you know, it could take a couple weeks to show symptoms. So you're healthy, you're fine, but you're just quarantining so we make sure you don't show symptoms. Isolation means you got the infection. You should overall be non-infectious after 10 days. And I had said early on, I go, but it could make a comeback. You could get sick a couple weeks later. And then you could go back to work and make people sick. So, you know, we're probably going to have to approach COVID just like we've done with flu or colds. If you're sick, stay home. If you're actively sick, stay home. Even though you're infectious 2 days prior to your feeling symptoms, there's only so much we could do and so much we could catch. So if you're sick, stay home. I don't care if you did your isolation. I don't care if you've already had COVID. You see this all the time. People argue with me going, no, but I just got out of isolation, so this is something else. Give me an antibiotic. I'm like, I think it's COVID still. You're going to infect people. Stay home. I don't want to stay home. I just stayed home. And I get it. It's not easy to take off that much work. Most people have already exhausted their PTO. I get it. Dr. Michael Charnas, chief of staff at the VA Boston Healthcare System and co-lead author of the study, said this is not rare. Otherwise, why are we seeing these clusters? He analyzed COVID infections in 10 patients ages 31 to 71 who were fully vaccinated, had received at least one booster shot. The study was posted online Monday and has not been peer-reviewed. So, you know, Paxlovid you're supposed to take as soon as you know you're positive. Well, one problem we have is not everybody tests positive right away. I've had some people that test positive day one of symptoms, which is fantastic. I've had others that don't test positive for a week. So, you know, you need to, just like with Tamiflu and flu, take it as early on in the as possible. We also spoke about today how Paxlovid could give you diarrhea. Paxlovid could also cause this metallic taste in the mouth. Not a surprise. We told you early on that Paxlovid had, I believe, a 6% reporting rate in the clinical trial of dysgeusia or abnormal taste, metallic taste, bitter taste. So, you know, as COVID spreads across the United States and we are looking at the baby and grandbaby variant that seems to be the most prominent, there's going to be this push to maybe take the medicine early on. Sadly, many people are underwhelmed and they are going, why even take it? You know, and so again, if it's going to keep you out of the hospital, I think it's worth it. But just don't think, I mean, the first person, and I know which administration or which, you know, group of politicians did this. The first people who said, look, all you have to do is wear the mask and you're good. All you have to do is get the vaccine and you're good. All you have to do is do what we say, lock down. You know, they were wrong. It's not that you're good. This is a virus that's going to keep on coming back. We have some new Omicron variants, by the way. We have a BA4 and a BA5. I spoke to you about those. BA2.121 is grandbaby Omicron. That is now the dominant strain. So BA.1, BA1, was Omicron in December through February. BA2 was baby Omicron. BA2.121 is grandbaby Omicron. But there's also BA4 and BA5, subvariants of Omicron. Omicron is a much more transmissible version of the original COVID. They say they are more contagious with more immune escape, and they are driving a lot of the increases of infection we're seeing across the country. So, you know, we do still have hospitalizations with COVID, and luckily this appears to be a milder variant, but, you know, I keep getting asked, is it even worth our time to vaccinate? Well, I'm going to be honest with you, all right? Dead honest with you. I don't want anybody, especially any of my listeners, hospitalized or dying from COVID. And I do believe the vaccine helps against that. I do not believe that your getting vaccinated is going to prevent you from ever getting COVID. But I do believe it prevents you from getting serious COVID. So that's why I would still recommend it. But am I having, patients that haven't boosted and fully, or have been vaccinated and fully boosted getting COVID? Absolutely. And they're frustrated as hell. And they go, I've been vaccinated and fully boosted. Fully boosted meaning two booster shots. Why did I still get COVID? And all I could do is say, well, the booster was kind of designed for the previous, you know, original wild type virus. We need newer vaccines. And by the time we make those newer vaccines, they're saying we're making newer vaccines for Omicron. Omicron's not going to be the dominant strain forever. Just make the new vaccine that has very common spike mutations. And then that could be a yearly shot. And then we do the best we can. You know, people have asked, look, you know, is when we get COVID, are we getting some sort of immunity? Well, you are, but as you could see, not enough, because those of you that haven't vaccinated, haven't boosted, got Omicron in January, are getting Omicron now. So it helps, but it doesn't stop you from getting it completely. This is a smart virus. 1-877-Dr. Dolly. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.